الحمد لله وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله. We are still in the book of etiquettes and morals in Sahih Muslim. Today's topic is the matter of calling each other names based on the issues of ignorance, or based on issues which are not from Islam. And for someone to call upon someone in the name of the tribe, or in the name of nationality, and to judge people on that basis is against Islam. This thing is called by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the call of ignorance. To look at someone in a specific way just because he is from this tribe or that tribe, or just because he is from this nationality or that nationality, is the call of ignorance. Because in Islam, one must look at people first in the view of their faith, and you must judge all people first by faith, if their faith is true and correct, and therefore their actions and attitudes are also accordingly good and righteous, then those people are the ones whom you should honor, and you should take as allies and friends. And if those people have the wrong faith, that's the kind of faith which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore their actions and attitudes are mischievous, are something which is against the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you have to take them as enemies and as hated people. In this hadith, Jabir ibn Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, said, "We were with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one of the battles. So one man, young man, a youth from the group of Muhajirin, quarreled with a youth from Al-Ansar, another group, the people of Medina. So the man from Al-Ansar said, shouting, "Oh Ansars," calling upon the Ansar in their name. And the man from the Muhajirin said, "Oh Muhajirin," he was also calling upon the Muhajirin in their name. So the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon hearing this, got angry, and he said, "What is going on? Is it the call of ignorance again?" So they said, "O Messenger of Allah, a youth from the Muhajirin quarreled with a youth from Al-Ansar." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Leave it all together, because this is filthy," meaning the call of jahiliyyah is filthy, is filth. So one of the hypocrites, Abdullah ibn Ubay, heard this, and he said, "Have they done it?" Meaning, have the Muhajirin done it? In other words, he's saying that we are the people of Medina, and those people who are foreigners to us have done it. They want to take over us and take over Medina. So he said, "By Allah, when we go back to Medina, the mightier amongst us," meaning himself, "will kick out the belittled," meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, the Muhajirin. So Umar radiallahu anhu, upon hearing this hypocrite say this, said to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Let me beat his neck. Let me beat the neck of this hypocrite." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "No, leave him, don't do that. because people then will say that Muhammad kills his companions. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that to call people by the name of their tribes is surely something which is of ignorance time. Because in the ignorance time, the time of darkness before Islam, where Islam was not there and where the rules of Islam were not applied, people were judging themselves to habits inherited from their ancestors, and they were judging themselves to their desires. Whatever they think is right, then it is right, and whatever they think is wrong, then it is wrong. So one of their measures of judgment was to judge people by their status, rich or poor, Arab or non-Arab, from Quraysh or not from Quraysh, a free man or a slave man, a free woman or a slave woman. So they had those kinds of judgments. So when Islam came, it came to fight all those judgments altogether. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it clearly in Quran, saying, O man, O mankind, we have created you from male and female, from Adam and Eve, so that you know each other, not so that you pick up at each other, or so that you degrade each other or belittle each other, but so that you know each other. You know him because they tell you he is from such and such country, then you know him. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us of different nationalities and of different places, so that we know each other. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the most honorable amongst you to Allah is the most righteous, the most pious, not the one who has the most health or the best health, not the one who has the most wealth, not the one who is the strongest, have the biggest muscles and so on. No, the most honorable amongst you is the most righteous, and righteousness is the is obedience to Allah and His Messenger. So this is the only measure in Islam, to look at someone in this light, in light of his righteousness. And righteousness means righteousness in faith and righteousness in action. So if his faith is righteous and his actions are righteous, then he must be honored, because he is honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we must honor him also. But if his faith is crooked, he does not worship Allah alone, he does not believe in the Messenger of Allah, then he should not be honored, he should be belittled, and he should be hated by everyone who is faithful in Allah and the Day of Judgment. And also, if his actions are crooked, then he is not honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the meaning that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is prohibiting us from using the measure of the people in the times of ignorance. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in this hadith, leave those measures altogether because they are filthy, or they are filth. So in this we find that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is calling those measures to be filth, and therefore this shows how bad it is to use those measures. Also in another hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving the final ceremony at the farewell Hajj, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made Hajj in the last year of his life, at the end of this ceremony he said that all matters and measures of the time of ignorance are under my foot, to show that all those measures must be looked down at, and all those measures must be left behind, and all those measures must be stopped from being taken as judgment amongst us. So therefore, we Muslims must not go to those measures between us. You must not base your judgment on nationality or on the country or on the race or on the color or any of those filthy measurements. Those are considered filthy measurements in Islam. The first measurement, the measurement that you must consider, is the faith. So no one should say any bad words regarding the time, because I am the time, meaning I am the one who runs this time, and I am the one who controls this time. So if you cuss at the time or the age or anything similar to that, then you are cussing at the one who controls it and who runs it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who controls the day and night, and he controls everything. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another hadith, don't cuss at the time because Allah is the time, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is behind this time. He is the one who controls it. He is the one who runs it. Another etiquette where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches the Muslims, which is very important, and that is the saying of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no one of you should point to his brother with a weapon, because he doesn't know. The devil might use that weapon in his hand in a wrong way, and he will be doing something which will lead him to hellfire. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is forbidding the Muslim to even point the weapon to another Muslim. Therefore, this is something that everyone, every Muslim must bear in mind, that he has no right to scare his Muslim brother by one way or another. You cannot point something which is dangerous, like a knife or a sword or a gun, at a Muslim, even if you are joking. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade the Muslims who carry any arrows with them to take them into the masjids, except if those arrows are completely covered and hidden. So this is also another etiquette to show that the Muslims must avoid harming the other Muslims in any way, even by scaring them. They cannot scare them. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have forbidden us from beating someone in the face. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when one of you fights his brother, that is, if it happens that he fights his brother, then let him not beat his face. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is ordering us to avoid the face. He said in another hadith, because Allah have created Adam on his picture. So this shows that the face is honored, and the face of the human is honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, when the Muslim has to fight, then he should avoid beating the face, because the face is the most honored thing in the human. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade us from cursing the animals or cursing anything similar to that. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade us from cursing the animals. Now, if he ordered us to, if he forbade us to from cursing the animals, then how about cursing the humans? This is something which is worse. And actually, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you curse someone, then this curse will be taken to heavens. And then if this person whom you cursed deserves this curse, it will go to him. But if he does not deserve it, it will come back right at you. So this is something which one should avoid. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one of you should not curse his father. They said, who amongst us will curse his father? He said, if you curse someone's father, he will curse your father, and therefore you have cursed your father. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the right path. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد. Is about those who exaggerate in practicing the religion. And actually, exaggeration in anything is not good. To exceed the limits is not good, even if you intend good. If you intend to please Allah with something, then this thing must be in a moderate way. And the moderate way is the way which is in the book of Allah and the sunnah of the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what we mean by moderate and modesty. Moderate means the best way, the right way. And there is no right way except what Allah and his messenger orders. So this is very important to understand, because there are people who think that they can make their religion more moderate by introducing ideas from their own pocket, ideas from themselves, to make something haram, to make it not so haram, to make it just undesirable. They think that this is being moderate, and this is being easy. But actually, this is not being moderate. This is changing the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is a great crime. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Abdullah ibn Mas'ud narrates, said, the exaggerators will destroy themselves, or will be destroyed. He said that three times. Now, in this hadith, it is very clear that exaggeration in practicing the religion is something which is undesired. What does the exaggeration mean? Exaggeration means to make something which is, for example, not an obligation, not a must, to make it an obligation. And something which is, for example, only makruh or undesirable, to make it haram. This is exaggeration. Exaggeration is to burden yourself with something which is above that you could take, something which Allah did not order you. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only ordered us to do things which we can do, which we can take upon ourselves. Some people want to fast all year, every day of the year. Now, this is exaggeration in religion. Of course, fasting is something which is good in general, and it is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's a way to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to fast every day of the year is something which is forbidden. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I fast and I break my fast. He said, he who does not follow my sunnah, he is not of me, meaning he is not of he is not perfectly on my way. He has deviated from my way. Not to get married is an exaggeration. For example, someone says, I want to remain always unmarried so that I worship Allah and I don't want to get married at all. This is an exaggeration, and no one should do this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I am a man who marries women, and he who does not follow my sunnah, or he who does not want my sunnah. Is not of me. So this is an exaggeration. Also, it's an exaggeration to fast from talking altogether. Someone who says, I don't want to talk to anyone, and I just want to be quiet all the time because I don't want to fall into any mistake. Now, this is also an exaggeration. This is not from our to fall into any mistake. Now, this is also an exaggeration, and this is not from our it's not from our religion to fast from talking. Someone who says that I want to pray all night, I don't want to sleep. I don't want to sleep any night. I just want to spend all my nights in prayers. This is an exaggeration, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was praying in the night and he was sleeping, and no one is better than him, and no one is more of a worshipper than our messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these are exaggerations in religion. These are examples of exaggeration. It is an exaggeration to say that I want to spend all my time in the mosque and I just want to stay in the mosque because I don't want to mix with people. I don't want to see women who are dressed improperly. I don't want to see people who talk nasty. I don't want to see bad things and so on. I just want to stay in the masjid and never get out. This is exaggeration in religion, because Islam does not teach us to stay in the masjid all the time and to neglect all our duties regarding ourselves and regarding our family and so on. So this is what is meant by the exaggeration in religion, or what they call nowadays fundamentalism. So fundamentalism is a name which they use to describe someone whom they mean to be exaggerating in practicing the religion. To be a fundamentalist is to follow the fundamentals of Islam. And if this is fundamentalism, then we are proud that we are fundamentalists. If fundamentalism means that we follow the fundamentals of our religion, then of course we are fundamentalists. But if fundamentalism means that we are doing things beyond the teachings of Islam, then we are innocent of this, and we declare that we are not fundamentalists. We don't want to be called fundamentalists if what is meant by fundamentalism is to act beyond the teachings of Islam, to do things which are not ordered in the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the fact that this religion is an easy religion, this is true, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have made it such, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called it and described it to be an easy religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in his book that he did not put any difficulty for you in religion. He did not make any difficulty for you in religion. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have been sent with an easy religion. So this is a description of our religion. It's easy. Why is it easy? Because, for example, we are ordered to make five prayers a day. while we can make much more than that. But it's due to the mercy of Allah and the easiness of this religion that we are only ordered to make 5 times of prayers every day, and we are not ordered to make 50 or 500, even though we can do this, but it will be difficult for us and we will not be able to do it. But we find many people who make extra prayers other than those 5 prayers. For example, before Fajr prayer they make 2 rak'ahs, before Zuhr they make 2 or 4, after Zuhr they make 2 or 4, before Asr they make, before Maghrib, after Maghrib they make 2, after Isha they make, at night, later in the night they make Tahajjud, they make long prayers. So they make this by their own and according to their own comfort, and no one orders them to make those prayers. So, which shows that those 5 obligatory prayers are something within the limit of easiness, that we can make them easily and we can make more than them. Similarly, when we come to giving the due charity, the obligatory charity, if you have wealth, accumulated wealth, then you give 2.5% annually to the poor or so on. Now, we find people who give much more and they still can take it. It's not difficult for them. So this shows the easiness in our religion. While you find, for example, in Western societies, some people who have a salary of $100,000 per year have to pay $65,000 as an income tax. $65,000 out of $100,000 as an income tax. He has other forms of tax to pay also. So, and they are standing it. They do it. They pay the income tax and they pay the other taxes and they are living. But alhamdulillah, in Islam, you only pay that much. Also, when it comes to fasting, we are ordered to fast 1 month of the year from sunrise or from Fajr time, dawn time, to sunset. And we find many Muslims fast every week. They fast like 2 days, or some of them fast 3 days in a month. Some of them fast 1 day a week, and some of them fast more than that. So which shows that to fast 1 month in a year is not something difficult. So this is the easiness of our religion. Also, to make Hajj once in your lifetime. If you live 60 or 70 or 80 years, you make Hajj once in your lifetime. So this is the obligation. We find people who make Hajj almost every year, and they make Umrah twice a year or 3 times a year, and they don't find it difficult. So the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have made it obligatory once in your lifetime shows the easiness of this religion. Similarly, we find that in Islam, when you are unable to make your prayers standing, then you can make them sitting. And even if you are unable to make them sitting, you can pray them while you are laying down. And when you cannot make the ablution for some reason, you don't have the water, or you are short of water, you only have water for your drink, then you are allowed to make the tayammum by just beating 1 time on the floor and blowing your hand, and then wiping your face and your hand. So this is easiness in Islam. If you don't have the water, you can just do this. If you are not able to pray standing, you pray sitting, and so on. So this is what is meant by the easiness in Islam. The easiness is not something that we make up for ourselves. The easiness is already there in Islam. All the rules of Islam are meant to be easy for us. And we cannot add to those rules to make it easy. This is an extremely dangerous path to follow. Because by this we will be changing the religion, changing the rulings of Allah and His Messenger according to the desires of the people. And this religion that was revealed to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the same religion which is suitable for us now, and it is the same religion which will be suitable for any time later on. This religion was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knew since ever what suits the time of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and what suits our time and what suits the time which will come later. So it is this religion which was perfected at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, today I have perfected the religion for you, or completed the religion for you, and perfected my bounty. And now the fact that this religion has been perfected since then means that there is no room for change in it. There is no room for addition. This does not mean that Islam does not have the solution for the new problems which will face the Muslims. Alhamdulillah, there are rules in Islam which can be used for all times and which can solve all the problems at any time. And this is by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the flexibility in our religion. So the flexibility means that we have rules in Islam which will fit all times and which will solve our problems all times. Those rules already exist. We don't have to make rules. We don't have to modify Islam to fit a certain time. So this is very important for us to understand, because we find many people nowadays, for example, who want to twist the rules of Islam and twist the orders of Allah and His Messenger in a way that they are actually deforming those orders and deforming those rules and changing them altogether to fit their desires and to fit what they want to do at this time. Now this is completely against Islam, and this is not the meaning of the easiness in Islam. So this is something which every Muslim must put in his mind clearly, and that he must know what is the meaning of easiness and what is the meaning of fundamentalism. So the easiness in this religion is something which is already in it. We don't have to make it up. The rulings of Islam are easy, and to follow Islam, it is easy at all times. There is no difficulty in applying the rules of Islam, any of them. And the fundamentalism, or the exaggeration, is to go beyond the rules of Islam, to do something which we were not ordered to do, to make something which is halal to make it haram, and so on. This is the fundamentalism, and this is the exaggeration in religion. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us all to the right path. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.